the weekend is almost here. Again, it's time to fill out your social calendar, time to make your plans for the next couple of days. So much going on around Pittsburgh as Halloween approaches. It's the most wonderful time of the year, honestly. This is the Social Club podcast for the weekend of October 24th, 2014. Hi there, I'm Josh Rollerson, and I'm here with Rachel Carlson, the community manager for Yelp Pittsburgh. Hello, Rachel.
I feel like there was a song coming on, like...
I'm just bursting with the holiday spirit. It's come to my attention that apparently Halloween is my favorite holiday because, like, I'm already sick of Christmas. And that hasn't even really, that crazy train hasn't even left the station just yet. It's starting to roll out, but we talked about Halloween, I think, the last 2 weeks, and it's still a week away. I know that you've got some stuff. I know you've got Halloween stuff because it's really ramping up now.
I do, but first of all, I want to know what you're going to be then if you're so into Halloween.
I'm going as a grown-ass man, Rachel.
Oh, my gosh. I am. This is so lame.
No, it's best of both worlds because I get to go door-to-door with my kids who are friggin' adorable. I'm never going to top their look.
And how old are they?
But I get my cut of the candy.
I was going to say, how old are they?
5 and 3. So we're at peak cuteness.
I think
it's not going to get any better.
I would take a newborn. Well, I mean, not a newborn.
Newborns
I would take
are
a one,
overrated.
Okay,
totally.
1 year old out so that I could get all the candy. That's
they need
selfish,
to be able to walk. See, you're a newbie. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't
anything.
Know. You need a little experience.
But
no.
I want some candy.
You want fully ambulatory toddlers at least. And ideally,
because
they're old enough to talk. So
look
they
at
can,
you weird. Like, oh, man,
you,
this
you might get some looks.
Just want some
You're
going to
be carrying the one-year-old most of the time.
All right.
Yeah.
My plan has backfired.
Well, just do a little research. It's a good gig when you figure it out.
Okay.
When you get the costume together. Well, okay. So because Halloween is approaching, maybe let's take a moment to go over the preparedness checklist. Because by this time, you should have your pumpkin, right? Like that should be dealt with.
I have a pumpkin.
If you're going to do any hayride kind of stuff, that should have been under your belt already.
Still have some time, and it's supposed to be a nice weekend, I think. So,
okay,
I think you're good.
But we are getting down to the wire for the costume, right? We've covered mine. What are you going to ask?
See, that's the thing. I think I might be it's funny because, like I said, I do all of these different creative elements of my job, but then when it comes to Halloween costumes, all I want to be is a pretty, pretty princess. Like, it's really, truly 12-year-old Rachel coming out where she just wants to be a princess. So it doesn't really work for couples costumes because my husband doesn't want to dress up as a prince.
Go figure.
So I think we might be going as a pirate and the bar wench.
Nice. Okay. That's good. Yeah. That's a theme.
Yeah. I mean, there was some easy digs
and
there.
And
but
you're with the, like, obligatory sexy whatever.
Oh,
that is
gosh.
The by law that all women have to do.
I don't know about that.
No?
I might like have my hair all
so this
messy
is a sensible sort of austere bar wench?
I think so. I'm borrowing the costume. See, I don't know. Like I just – it's hard for me because I don't make costumes. Like I have some friends that go all out and make their costumes and plan it. For, like I have one girlfriend that doesn't tell anyone what she's going to be. It's a big reveal. She makes the costume, spends weeks, months on it. And I haven't even kind of sort of a little bit thought about it. I thought about it a little bit, but I'm a little unprepared. So if anyone wants to dress me for Halloween, I'm taking applications. Dress me for Halloween, please.
We're going to have to create like a web app that's like a paper doll.
Oh, you know what's so fun? And this can tie in with Christmas. I should whisper that. But at Divertido, which is a local shop, they have these paper dolls of Beyonce. And I'm trying to think who else they had. But it was like the funnest, kitschy gift that you'll never use. But it was these paper dolls of these celebrities. And you could like dress them up.
All right. Done with Christmas.
But just looking, just a little bit of a kid, since we never talk about this. Sorry. And you have kids. But just looking up here, Zubu goes on till 10/25, 10/26. So I think this might be your last weekend to head to Zubu.
What is
Zubu? Zubu is at the zoo.
Oh, naturally. Okay.
Yeah.
So oh, Zubu. I see. Okay.
Zubu.
So I thought it was like a new website or app. You know, Zubu.com.
No, Josh.
No.
No, no, no. Yeah, so Zubu, you dress your kids up. There's some trick-or-treating to be had. Candy, see some animals, dress as animals, have some fun.
Animals in costume.
No, but we will get to that at another location.
All right.
yet be disclosed. But you can head to Zuppa with your kids. And I think that's a fun... I used to, when I grew up in Erie, I had to have some volunteer hours in before I was 16, I think. And so I dressed up at the Erie Zoo and handed out candy for their zoo boo.
Nice.
I was probably grumpy and I was probably like, here's your candy, kids. But
go away.
Yeah. All I wanted was the hot chocolate. They had like a hot chocolate machine. Mm-hmm. And so all I wanted was to go back and get the hot chocolate in the break
room.
That's
a pretty
sweet deal. I know. It's free hot chocolate. I was like 13.
And
so.
When nobody's looking, you can kind of dip into the candy bowl, right?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, yeah. I just like put a sheet over my head and said I was a ghost. So. I got high candy under there.
I can't believe you would ever half-ass it to that degree in Halloween.
I know. Isn't that sad? Yeah. I really need to pick up my game. But anyway, on to the events. So Friday is really the busy one. So you really have to sit down and plan out what you're going to do.
We're talking about this Friday, right?
This
not
Friday.
Halloween night. Okay.
This Friday. You're going to have to draw straws, pick your favorite friend that's going to an event. I don't know. You're really going to have to work
hard at
this.
You've got to be strategic.
There's
about
a lot of things going
on.
Peak
Friday. Season.
Yes. So the one really exciting thing is the Haunted Museum After Dark.
Oh, that's cool. All
this is at the Natural History Museum, Carnegie Natural History Museum. This is the first time they've ever done a 21 plus. So we have the Science Center that does one. We have the Tech Shop that's done one. We have the Children's Museum that does one. So the Carnegie Museum. Oh, the library does them. So the Carnegie Museum, hopping on that train.
Nice.
And I think it's such a great venue for this. Obviously, you get to go and look at some old dinosaur bones, which I think is exciting. And I'm not being facetious. I love to look at the dinosaur bones.
Yeah, I love those things.
I do too. And so you get to go and, of course, drink and eat live music. There will be entertainment. The Yelp booth will be there. We're going to be providing a selfie station. So stop by and visit us. Get some swag. And you can head to that from
tie one on with Dippy.
Yeah. Well, if you can reach him and if you don't get arrested. But it'll be a fun time. And then you could also head to 40 Under 40. So 40 Under 40 is this this event that PUMP, the Pittsburgh Urban Magnet Program, Young Professionals, and Pittsburgh Magazine produce. And it's the 40 interesting people in Pittsburgh, and this is a celebration of them. And so if you want to go and celebrate them, go and have some food and drinks. Again, as we talked about earlier, to get people to events, what do you have to have?
You have to have a little liquid enticement.
Food and drinks.
That's what people want.
It's what people demand. So you can head to that at the Wyndham for a fancy night out. Or
I'm still waiting on the call from the 40 under 40 people. Guys,
well,
the clock's ticking.
I'm not getting
any more interesting. This
I
is
can
it.
Nominate you.
Can you?
I'll go
All
for
right,
it.
You make
yeah,
that happen.
They start.
I'm buying the drinks.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'm in. They start like right after the nomination process.
Oh, cool. All right.
So get your nominations in for Josh. Time's
Before
running
it's
out.
Too late. Yeah, right.
Or another fancy night out, which this is a really fun one. I've been to this one. It is on the pricier side, and I think you really have to get your tickets ASAP because obviously it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Whiskey Fest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you been to this one?
No.
It's really fun, and it is surprising. So it's a lot of whiskey. Obviously, but it surprisingly has different things. Like I had a Fruit Loop vodka there.
That's definitely not a whiskey.
It's not a whiskey, but I'm just saying that if you have friends thinking that are going already and you're like, I don't even like whiskey, there's really things for everyone. It's booths and booths
Fruit
and
Loop
booths.
Vodka.
Yeah.
That sounds a little undergraduate, I've got to say.
They,
not that I wouldn't put several of them away if you offered me. But.
Well, think about it. Think about all the commercials you see with all the different whipped caramel cream.
Well, some people think they're marketing alcoholic beverages to underage drinkers. Uh-oh. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Well, this is 21 plus.
I've never actually checked your ID, Rachel,
to
think of it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Everyone should because I'm definitely 18.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the mindset. So you could head to the Whiskey Fest. I would go online right now and just make sure there are tickets still because I know that I believe they do sell out. So you can head to Whiskey Fest or we've moved on to Saturday. So now the pressure's off. you've got Saturday. I've got the event for you because it benefits the Animal Rescue League.
Hold on. We're only just now on Saturday?
Yeah.
This is all Friday?
Yes.
Good Lord. All right.
I know.
Proceed.
It's a lot going on. So you can head to Jam on Walnut. It is the Halloween edition of Jam on Walnut, and this is in Shadyside. Starts at 7 p.m. They're going to have live bands, and they're encouraging people to dress up in costumes. So best costume is going to win something. It doesn't say what. So definitely dress up, and it benefits the Animal Rescue League. I know they're going to be having some adorable puppies there.
Now, you are a self-professed crazy cat lady, right? Do you dress your animal up? Are you that crazy?
Oh, my gosh. I wish. My cat would be like, nope, not happening.
That is the attitude of all cats, but you're in control in the situation.
Have I?
You get to boss them around.
Bought a tiny scarf and winter hat that I saw at Target on clearance for $1 and tried to put it on my cat and taken some blurry photos of the cat? Yes. Has it worked out very well? No.
Well, maybe this is your year.
Maybe. I saw a cat. I think it was like a cat in a sushi cushion type thing. It was someone posted on my Facebook like 25 ways to dress up your cats or something.
It can be done.
It can be done.
It's been done.
But it's easier for dogs. There's way more of a market for dog costumes.
Dogs are up for whatever, let's be honest.
I know.
They don't have the quiet dignity of the feline species.
Do you dress up? Do you have a dog?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
If I did, yeah, I would humiliate him in that way, probably.
Yeah. So you can dress up your dogs. You can come to the Jam on Walnut and have a good time. And it benefits the Animal Rescue League, which is a fantastic organization that I support and volunteer at. And then we have a bonus one.
Bonus one.
So, as you know, WYEP is having their backstage bash.
Heard of it.
Heard of it a little bit, maybe.
Sounds
rings
familiar.
A bell. Mm-hmm. And that is on Thursday, November 6th. So, you can head to that. They're having Bill Deasy, Scott Blazy from the Clarks.
Cool.
And a ton of other entertainment. I'm going to go out and guess there's going to be some food and drinks.
Could be.
And it's at the Byam Theater, and obviously it benefits WYEP and celebrates their 40th anniversary.
Love it. Happy anniversary again, you guys.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We've really packed it, Josh.
This has been a fairly efficient minimum BS podcast.
I know. Well, I would say get your Halloween spookiness on in terms of getting out to those haunted houses. There's not much time left. It's going to be busy, so definitely be prepared for some wait. Buy tickets online. A lot of the places will offer tickets online, so you can maybe skip some lines and, you know, save some cash and get spooked out.
All right. Pittsburgh, you have your instructions. Make it happen.
Make the spooky happen.
Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.
And that's our social club for this week. I want to thank web producer Reed Carter, who compiles all the show notes. You can get more information on all of these events and many others on our website, wesa.fm. And, of course, from yelp.com. Also, thanks to composer Josh Mobley for the peppy theme music. You can follow him at Josh Mobley Music on Twitter. And if you'd like to clue us into something that's happening in your neighborhood, maybe you're organizing an event or just want to let us know what you're doing on Halloween, let us know on Twitter at 905WESA. My name is Josh Rollerson. You can follow me at WESA. Josh Rachel Carlson on Twitter as well at Yelp Pittsburgh. And by the way, this week is our membership campaign at 90.5 WESA, where this podcast is produced. So, you know, it wouldn't be possible without support from all the people that have dug into their wallets to contribute to the station. So, you know, even if you're not an NPR type, maybe you don't even listen to terrestrial radio, that's perfectly cool. But if you like this podcast, please consider throwing a few bucks our way. It really does make a difference. You can do it online at wesa.fm. And if you do, maybe mention Social Club in the comments. And we'll let them know that we sent you. We would like to be doing more of these kinds of projects and hopefully more podcasts in the future. And a strong showing from the listeners of Social Club would actually kind of help move things in that direction. So if you want to hear more of this sort of thing, please give them a call at 412-697-2955 or online at wesa.fm. That's all. We're not going to take up any more time asking you for money. But again, if you're so inclined, it would be very much appreciated. And having said all that, we'll be back with a fresh download again next week. Until then, have a great weekend.